And before we go, a quick look at the nuclear energy debate. Now, nuclear is a proven, reliable, secure, low-carbon emission energy technology. True or false? Well, here's a short sample of a debate held in Perth late last week.
Baseload power, it has become the most important mantra in some people's eyes. We do not use as a society power at the same time. We don't use the same amount of power at 3 a.m. in the morning as we do at 6 to 8 in the morning, or 6 or 5 to 8 in the evening. So it is demand management. How do we do that? We do it by decentralised systems, we do it by renewables, we do it by sustainable energy production and smarter use of our energy. And there are, right now, there are renewable, non-nuclear, non-coal ways of generating baseload power that are proven.
Dave, I would really love to live in a world that you've just outlined. But, no, it is not. It is not, Dave. Wind is variable, will not give you 15%. Geothermal, you won't have it in the next 40 years. Even Energy Industry Association say that. Demand management, cross-firming, we all know that. You will not have it in 40 years' time. Face up to it.
The full nuclear debate featuring all six speakers will be broadcast on ABC Radio National on the Fora program on Wednesday the 9th of December. Audio will also be available online. Now, lining up for the affirmative, there was Professor Manfred Lenson, School of Physics, Sydney University, James Eggens from Paladin Energy Limited, which is a Perth-based uranium development production company, and Liberal Senator Matthias Cormann.
And on the negative, yeah, you can hear Dave Sweeney, nuclear campaigner for the Australian Conservation Foundation, Irene Kirchen now from Doctors for the Environment, and Green Senator Scott Ludlam.
That's the nuclear debate. It was held in Perth last week, and you can hear it on ABC Fora, and we'll have a direct link to it here at Counterpoint at abc.net.au/rn/Counterpoint. That's going to be a big debate in 2010. But that's it for us this week. Counterpoint is produced by Ian Coombe. Our sound engineer is John Magic Fingers Diamond, and I'm Paul Comrie Thompson.
I think we've got about one show left this year, haven't we, Paul?
We've got one more. This is what we call the penultimate show, Michael.
We will try and make the ultimate one a good one. I'm Michael Duffy, and coming up now, the ABC Radio National News.